Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
On the game from the Northern Kia Studios on this warm, breezy Sunday morning. John Fricke with you at 404-726-0929. You are always welcome to be a guest, not a caller. You're a guest on the show. And when some people don't, they abuse that guest thing by, I say, don't be a Richard. And, you know, we could disagree without being disagreeable. People come in here to choose to be disagreeable. And if you're not a fan of the Falcons and you want to criticize the Falcons, that's fair. I just want you to come and be open about the fact that you are not a Falcons fan, kind of up front, because we have non-Falcons fans that I know of, including one yesterday, who's a Steelers fan, who come in the air and they want to bag on the Falcons. And look, you can't really bag. I'm not going to bag on your team. But if you want to come in here and ask a question as to why the Falcons, if you're not a Falcons fan, you can't understand where we're coming from. Because I can't understand where Steelers fans are coming from. I cannot understand, which is why I ask, where Florida State fans are coming from, because I'm not a Florida State fan. So, as a result, I can't speak for you. I can only report to you that there are lots and lots of people online who want to fire Mike Norvell. So if you're an FSU fan, you're an Noles fan, you could fill me in on what's going on internally inside kind of that Florida State mentality here of the expectation of this team, you know, and of Mike Norvell. And if you want to fire him, then what do you want to do here? Because I'd be curious. I guess what I'd be curious about is, do you want to fire, if you're a Florida State fan, do you agree? Do you want to fire Mike Norvell? How worried are you about this season? And if you fire Mike Norvell, who do you want to see? Well, I mean, what's next? I'm not saying that there isn't a next. I'm just saying, what do you want to see down in Tallahassee? 404-726-0929. Asking about the Falcons, talking about them. 2 weeks from today, Harper LaBelle, Joe Patrick, and I will be live and in person there off Northside Drive, and we will be doing the Wade Ford Show, and it will be opening day against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I'm curious, which side of the ball do you think is going to carry the team? Which is better, offense or defense? Because honestly, I don't know. You could make the case. That's why I ask Will McFadden the same question I'm asking you. Which side of the ball is going to kind of carry the team? Which side do they lean on here to go as far as they can go this year? What's got to carry them here, in your opinion? And if you're a Tech fan, you want to come on and brag and tell me what you think the sky ceiling limit is for this team, be my guest. If you're a Braves fan, are you enjoying the sort of Braves who will get it going in about an hour here to wrap up the series against the Washington Nationals as they go for their fourth win in a row and their seventh in their last eight? 404-726-0929. We go to your calls, and Zach is first on the guest line. Hey, Zach, welcome to the show.
John, what's up?
Hey, man.
Hey, so I want to comment on the Falcons, and I am a Falcons fan all my life, ups and downs. But from a fan's perspective, I think the defense has made some great key additions. But, you know, I think the defense overachieved last year. So I think, like, the defense continuing to do well wouldn't be such of an impact from a fan's perspective. But the offense turning everything around, we got weapons with Pitts and Bijan and London. But, you know, adding, you know, hopefully a Darnell Moody, adding with his talent, but Kirk Cousins at the quarterback position being able to be the captain of that offense and just turning everything around, I think it's just going to have a bigger impact from a fan's perspective. So thanks for the call, John.
No. Don't go, Zach. Don't go anywhere. You know, you're making a really, yes. Offense has been so frustrating to all of us that if it improves even slightly, you know, in terms of turnover ratio or red zone, you know, percentages or things of that nature, we're all going to be really happy. But if it really accelerates, then we've got something going here. And the old adage is true as well, the defense wins championships. My biggest concern on defense is we've gone from Dean Pease, who did a great job, to Ryan Nielsen, who did a great job. Now Jimmy Lake's got a tough act to follow. And Jimmy Lake has something that Dean Pease and Ryan Nielsen didn't. He's got more talent. He's got immeasurably more talent, correct?
Right. And I think you got two all-pro caliber safeties in the secondary, which is huge because, you know, they're going to be like your quarterback of the defense. You got Grady up front who should be coming back with a chip on his shoulder. You know, you got Matt, you know, as the addition who should have, you know, something to prove. You know, Lorenzo, I hope he comes along. Because he would be, you know, he could if, you know, if Matt on the other side is doing his job, then some, you know, that opens up kind of things for the opposite defensive end, and then you know AJ Terrell having the ability to shut down that one side of the field, like you can all, like, dude, just don't wreck the car, you know what I mean? Like, you got the tools in pretty much every level on defense, just don't screw it up. So. You know, I think some things can take care of itself because of the experience and leadership that you got on defense.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun year. Thanks, Zach. Do appreciate your jumping into the program here because it is an intriguing question. Which side of the ball is kind of the dominant side of the ball? One thing is true. Look, if you think about Super Bowl champions, okay, you need to have a little bit of both, offense and defense, right? Just go through the kind of the list here. If you've got one side that's dominant, the other side can't be poor, all right? It just can't be. You can't be lopsided to the degree that one side is a dominant side and the other side is really going to kill you because then you don't get anywhere. And so if you've got a dominant side of the ball, you've got to at least be, like, good on the other side of the ball. Follow, right? So, like, if you're the Ravens and you've got this dominant defense, you have to at least be good on offense. And they were those times that they won the Super Bowl. They had dominant defense, and they were at least good on offense. They weren't great, but they were at least good. Or the Packers, when they had guys like Brett Favre, and they were winning Super Bowls. You know, the other side of the ball, obviously they could score with anybody, and then they had Reggie White. And that changed everything because the defense got elevated to where it was good. As a matter of fact, it was actually pretty good. And so that's what, you know, suddenly you win a Super Bowl and you go to another and probably could have won that. And so you've got to be, and everybody doesn't give Kansas City's defense, by the way, enough credit for the fact that they've had as much success. Everybody looks at Mahomes and Kelce and Taylor Swift and whatever the hell else they got, Brittany Mahomes, I don't know. They got whatever they got over there and they don't look at the defense and what that Kansas City defense has done. It's kind of the unspoken thing about the Chiefs is that their defense actually over the last 4 years has been really good. And so as a result, that's why they've got three Super Bowl titles in 4 years. 404-726-0929. Let's go to Tripp. He's on with John. Hey, Tripp.
Hey, good morning. How are we doing?
Good, man.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah, good morning. So, sorry, I had some difficulties here. You made a comment about, you know, having Georgia Tech fans call in and have a chance to brag. Heck, we got to be careful about that. I'm just glad to wake up on a Sunday and have a feeling of a big-time win. And, you know, for this year, I think what we all need to look at is we've got a chance to compete. Great offense last year, really good offense, defense, had some opportunities. But when we look at who got better, the offensive side or the defensive side, Georgia Tech's defense definitely got better, which will give us a chance to compete and hopefully wake up a couple of more Sunday mornings and have this this good feeling and continue to support them. But, you know, just wanted to say go Jackets and throw that comment out there. We got a chance to compete.
Well, the back end of the schedule the last, you know, month of the year is going to be really hard. I understand that. You got Miami, you got Notre Dame, you got Georgia. But up until then, I mean, there's no reason Georgia Tech can't make a run at, say, 7-1 in their first eight games and put themselves in a position where they can at least compete for the ACC crown. I don't see any reason they couldn't. So at this point, again, what I'm trying to figure out, Tripp, is what we saw yesterday. Was it more that Georgia Tech is ready to go and win, you know, 8, even 10 games and compete for the ACC title? Or is it more that Florida State is actually like a 500 ball club to 7-5? I don't know which more is true.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's a little bit of both when you look at the talent and the athleticism that Florida State has, even by bringing in some transfer portal guys. On paper, they've got what it should take to win a lot of ball games. But Georgia Tech has brought in some folks too on the offensive side of the ball through the transfer portal. They manhandled Florida State's defensive line, which typically is their strongest part of their team. And so those studs for Florida State are still there. But Georgia Tech, you know, they got better on both sides of the ball. Added some transfer portal guys that could stand in, you know, on the line with the top dogs out there, and they put the helmet to the helmet. So I think it's a little bit of both. Like you said earlier, it's week zero, a lot of football to be played. But for Georgia Tech fans, we gotta just celebrate this one and move on, because next week's Georgia State, and we can't do what we've done in the past and lay an egg there. We got to stay focused, and that's going to tell us, you know, how good our team is. When you go into a game that you're supposed to win, how well do you play? Do you play penalty-free football like we played yesterday and really take it to them? Then we move on to week three. So, but to answer your question, I think it's a little bit of both. Florida State has got the athletes, but you know, I don't know. That quarterback didn't do too well.
I guess
well.
The question is, do they have the athletes? Yeah. No. And Tripp, congratulations to you and to all the Jackets fans on a huge win, especially a conference win, a win over a top 10 team, a win over Florida State, a win on national TV, an opening day win, an opening game win, where everybody was paying attention to you. That is a big win for the program on multiple levels. So thanks for the call, Tripp. 404-726-0929. From a Florida State fan's perspective, is Mike Norvell's job in trouble? Because Florida's taken, I'm not sure, they could lose one more game in the regular season, but only if they win the ACC championship game. Because remember, this conference loss yesterday, they got to make the ACC championship game. They lose out on the ACC championship game because of tiebreakers, and Florida State is not going to make the playoff, okay? That's how damaging the loss was. I mean, we just play one game, and suddenly Florida State cannot make a mistake, or they may not make the playoff. Not one mistake, or they may not make the playoff. They make two mistakes, they're definitely out. And so, yeah, this gives that tightens that mistake window down to just such a narrow window. And Florida State's got a tough schedule coming up, so they can't afford any mistakes here. And if I'm a Florida State fan, the thing that's concerning to me, and because again, we don't know, is Georgia Tech's offensive line good? Yes. Florida State's defensive line. Whew. Boys and girls, Georgia Tech's offensive line manhandled the defensive line of Florida State, okay? They manhandled them, okay? That was not a good look for Florida State. Manhandled. You got whooped up front. Florida State's kind of lucky in a way that they only lost the game by 3 points. I mean, Georgia Tech could have easily won that game by 10, 14, because they were just decidedly the better team. That's the thing. That was no fluke. You saw it. I saw it. Georgia Tech was the better team, period. So we're talking about Tech. We're talking about the Falcons. Are they better on offense or defense? And I'm talking about the Braves today, too, because I want to make sure that I'm clear here. Are you on board with the sort of Braves? Are you kind of, you know, are you kind of saying, or do you still demand, like some people apparently are, that they win the World Series? Is it still World Series or bust for you with the Atlanta Braves? On Sports Radio 90 Time the Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
On this Sunday, John Fricke with you. Phone number is always 404-726-0929. Have a chance to talk a little bit about the sort of Braves if you want to jump in as they go for win number four in a row, three games up in the Mets in the wild card, only five back of the Phillies. And again, I want to reiterate to you that I totally misunderstood yesterday when I was saying I was waving the white flag because I thought I was clear. Apparently I wasn't because so many people were in my mentions here. I was clear yesterday, but I'll reiterate it again. I'm waving the white flag on my demand that they win the World Series, okay? Not on the season, on my demand that they win the World Series. That's what I said, and I'll stand by that, okay? And I'm just watching the sort of Braves saying, I have no expectations and no demands of this team anymore. If they make the playoffs, great. And if they struggle the last 33 games and they don't make the playoffs, okay. We'll just retool it next year. Because I cannot make any demand of the Laureanos and Urshelas and Merrifields and Kelnicks and you know, anybody else out there, because Soler even, because that's not, those aren't the guys, okay? And maybe they could become the guys. They could become the new jocks. Look, if they do anything in the playoffs, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And I'm going to be right there with you cheering. But I have no demand that they watch. They go out and win the World Series. No, I would be stunned and floored if they did. But maybe they at least go farther in the playoffs than last year where they had the best team in baseball. Anyway, get healthy in the offseason and let's see what we can't do next year. 404-726-0929 is the number. Tech puts the ACC in a tough spot. You know, Tech's got to kind of have to live up to this now because they put Florida State in and the entire conference in a really tough spot. Miami's got to play Florida this week. Clemson's got to play Georgia. You know, you got some big – North Carolina's got to play on the road at Minnesota. Don't kid yourself. I'd be surprised if the Tar Heels came out of that game with a win, okay? And so that's Thursday night. And so this league, which was already looking at max two teams getting in, took a hit yesterday when Florida State lost because Florida State's got no wiggle room to make any mistakes now. The ACC may be down to a one-bid league. And the ACC's got another, they went, oh, man, that didn't help. No, it does not. And so the argument that's going to take place in the playoffs here, that's we played one game and we're talking about the playoffs. Yes, because it has playoff implications. This is what I'm saying about the regular season mattering so much. To anybody out there who said, oh, the 12-team playoff, it's just going to ruin the regular. No, it makes the regular season. Do you see that now after one game, how important everything is? Oh, my God. 404-726-0929. We're also talking about the Falcons and asking the question to you as they go 2 weeks from today into their opening game against the Steelers. Which is the better side of the ball for the Falcons this year? Will it be the offense or will it be the defense? Kind of an intriguing question. Let's go to Paul. He joins John. Hey, Paul, welcome to the program, Paul.
Oh, yes, thank you, John. That offense-defense thing. I'm kind of a Cowboy fan, y'all. Sorry about that, Dan. But I lived here in Atlanta for 31 years now. Your defense can be, because those Cowboys team in 93-94, I think the 93 defense was like ranked number one, and everybody thinks it's the offense, you know, the big three. But that defense, man, was bad. Both years, the back-to-back, you know, championship. When they won here in Atlanta, that defense was, I know, at least in the top five, top six, you know. And the offense was, you know, bad. But your defense can be really good this year, I think, man.
Yeah,
man.
That's what I'm thinking, too. I was actually at that game, Paul, at the Georgia Dome against the Bills. And yes. At that Super Bowl, I wish I had it on VHS. I don't. I got a question for you about the Cowboys, because here's my, you know, notwithstanding the issue that happens to be going on with CeeDee Lamb right now. My sense is the Cowboys are going to have a really kind of a bad year. I think they're going to be 500 or below.
Yeah.
I think they've got some serious issues, and then Mike McCarthy is going to get fired, and the Jerry Jones is just delaying.
Yeah.
And inevitability with Dak Prescott that they got to kind of retool things there in Dallas, and they don't want to.
Yeah. It's going to be very interesting. Washington might actually beat them out for second. you know, yeah, that's going to be interesting right there. And Georgia Tech. Now, Sam Crenshaw this morning was saying, now, they're not going to come back the next week and lose to Georgia State, are they?
No, they won't. No. And there's two reasons they won't. Two or three. A, they're just a better team than Georgia State. Georgia State's kind of in a rebuild mode. They've got, you know, a new coach, and they're kind of going to – it'll take them a little while to kind of find their footing. The leap that you take between games one and games two, it's such a gigantic advantage for Georgia Tech to have played a game because they got all the kinks worked out. And the third reason is I think what you saw in the Georgia Tech-Florida State game is kind of the bread and butter of Georgia Tech is that they happen to have a really good, I would say – maybe it'll be one of the top two or three offensive lines in the entire ACC. Their offensive line is really good. And as a result, they could just lean. This is the thing you lean on in games like this. What you do is you just beat up a team like Georgia. Georgia State's going to get beat up. Georgia Tech's just going to run the ball down their throat. And so, you know, they'll just run it, and Georgia State won't touch the ball. I'd be shocked if Georgia State was able to even kind of stay close, frankly, in this game. I don't think this is a game that, you're right, in the past, historically, Georgia Tech might have kind of gagged a spoon on, but that's not going to happen this year.
That's what they did last year. You know, they won that big game against Wake Forest. Okay. Yeah, just one more little quick thing, John. I'm an ACC man. I'm a Clemson man, though. I'm from South Carolina. So Georgia Tech, like you said, has thrown a nice monkey wrench in this thing, and I hope my Clemson Tigers can edge Georgia some kind of way. Because this college year is going to be wild.
Oh, isn't it, though, Paul? Hey, and by the way, I'm getting a. I got a friend of mine. His name is Tim. At least I think we're friends. No, we are. He's a realtor. His name's Tim Cowan. Anyway, I'm going to call him out because he DM'd me. So Tim is he's one of those honks. I mean, he's the kind of Clemson fan that would take like a paw print and orange paint and drive up and down people's driveways and put. Okay, he's one of those dudes. I'm just curious. Are you getting some Schadenfreude? All right, for you Swampers, Schadenfreude's a big German word. It means taking joy in the misery of other people, okay? Are you like, yes, DJU finally did something for us. Positive. He screwed up Florida State.
Yes. I didn't really think about it, but you're right. Yeah, that's a good one. Thank you, DJ.
DJU, his best game ever is a Clemson Tiger.
You're right. Thank you, DJU. Yeah, this thing is wide open down the 18th. Thank you,
Paul. Do appreciate it. 404-726-0929. Look, Uyunglele, you know, I have a hard time, you know, if, thanks, Paul, giving him a raft of everything here. I don't know that it was really kind of on him. I mean, again, look at both sides of the ball. Georgia Tech dominated the line at the point of attack. It goes back to this is the analogy I'm using with the Atlanta Falcons. It's nice to have all those shiny toys on the outside. I'm not saying that it isn't. It's nice to have Kyle Pitts and Drake London and Bijan Robinson and Kirk Cousins and A.J. Terrell and Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons. It's great to have all those kind of, you know, if you draw a circle around a team, all those shiny toys that you got. I mean, it's great to have. You need to have them. Don't get me wrong. But you don't win football games. There's an old adage. Run the ball, stop the run. Run the ball, stop the run, win the game. It's been true since Rutgers and Yale in 1880-whatever to now. Run the ball, stop the run, win the game. It's still true. And at that point of attack, that's the ball that's on the ground. How are you in that interior? Are you really good or you're not? Georgia Tech's interior offensive line and their interior defensive line dominated the interior offensive line and interior defensive line of Florida State on both sides of the ball. DJU was stepping back to pass. And there's Georgia Tech. Oh, my God. That's why I was questioning whether or not on that 15-play drive on those fourth down plays, what is Georgia Tech doing playing prevent defense? You're dominating. Just come after him. He's going to probably throw it away because he's got no time. This is the concern if you're Florida State. Your offensive and defensive lines got their butts kicked. And if you're a Falcons fan, the biggest hope you have is, by the way, in addition to having all those shiny objects, you happen to have an interior defensive line and an interior offensive line that's really good. Both top five in the league. That's the kind of thing you look at and go, that's what Raheem Morris is looking at. He's going, okay, we got all these shiny objects. Then you look in the middle and you go, wow, you know what? We got a top five offensive line. We may have a top five interior defensive line. Oh my God, this team could win. That's when you start saying things like Super and Bowl. Yeah, we can be pretty good. Why? Because of Kirk Cousins? Yeah, well, we got Kirk. Because of Drake? Yeah. You know, because Kyle and Justin and Jesse and AJ and Bijan? Yeah. No, it's because of Drew and Chris and Bergeron taking the next step and Grady back into health and Onyemata. And, oh, by the way, this kid Root can play. And, oh, you're going, yeah, you know what? We're right there at the point of attack. We're not that many people going to run on us. And by the way, we're going to run on a lot of people. Run the ball, stop the run, win the game. And so make no mistake, Kirk Cousins is going to – I'm equating it because I want you to understand what I think I see, okay, is what we saw yesterday with Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech can throw the ball, right? I mean, they got Singleton, they got Haynes. They can run the ball. They got the other Haynes. They got Haynes and Haynes. They can run the ball. But what they've got is they've got an interior offensive and defensive line that's going to keep them. This is why this Georgia State thing is ridiculous. I mean, Panthers, I know it's going to take you a little while. I get it. You're retooling. I'm not throwing any shade to you, but, you know, kind of check yourself. This is probably going to be a tough outing for you. They have a huge advantage in already having played a game. That's a gigantic advantage. In and of itself, if the game were even, that would be such a big advantage as to be a 10-point to 14-point advantage. Just playing a game because they worked out all the kinks. Then they played a game against a team like that on a stage like that and won the game. They're flying into this game. you got to hold on to your hats here because they're coming after you. And so if you've got a team that can dominate on both sides of the ball here, you've got a chance to do some really big things. If you don't, you've got no chance. So if you're Florida State and you're looking at that, if I'm a Florida State fan, I'm looking at that and going, uh-oh, we're in big trouble. Because it doesn't matter what we've got in terms of playmakers. If we can't stop somebody from running the ball and we can't push that pile from the offensive line, if we can't be that team, why has Georgia been so great? Why was Alabama so great? Interior, offensive, defensive line. Guys, if you're a Georgia fan, what were you forget? You could win national titles, and this is no offense. You could win national titles with Jake Fromm and Stetson Bennett at quarterback. Okay? We weren't asking you to have Trevor Lawrence. We weren't asking you to have C.J. Stroud. We were not asking you to have Caleb Williams. We were asking you, you could win with guys that struggle to even make NFL teams because they're only average quarterbacks. I'm sorry, it's just that's a fact of matter, okay? And that's what Kirby Smart said. Look, don't lose the game for us. I need a game manager. I need somebody. I don't need a five-star. I don't need Justin Fields to go run it up and down the field. I need somebody that's not going to lose a game for us. Because I can win the game at that point of attack. Because we're so much better on the offensive line and the defensive line than anybody we play. Now that you have superstars in the backfield and the secondary and things of that nature is great. But it's not like Georgia's had dominant wide receivers and dominant quarterbacks, and that's why they won it. No, they won because they beat the hell out of everybody at the point of attack. And they were so much better at that than anybody else. 404-726-0929. How you feeling about the sort of Braves going for four in a row? How you feeling about Tech? How you feeling about I really want a Florida State fan. Come on. Give me a Noles fan, because you got to tell me, because I'm only guessing here, about how you feel about Mike Norvell on Sports Radio 92 on the game. Sports Radio 92 on the game from the Northern Kia Studios on a Sunday. John Fricke with you at 404-726-09 tonight. Need a Braves fan to talk about the sort of Braves as they go for win number four in a row. And if you're enjoying kind of this version of the team, are you still demanding that this team is World Series or bust? If there's somebody out there that's still demanding this team is World Series or bust, I'd be really interested in hearing from you. I need a Florida State fan to tell me what's going on. I read all of the reaction from the Noles fans on the Twitter and on socials and on Facebook and whatnot, and I see what you're saying, but I'm not a Florida State fan, so I can't express. I can only read what you're saying in terms of wanting to fire Mike Norvell. How concerned are you, not just about Mike Norvell and the state of the program now, but moving forward here, and what do you do to fix it? You know, are you concerned? I guess it's an overreaction, right, that some people would have to an opening day loss, but especially an opening day loss where you lose to a conference team in an upset. But it's not just an opening day loss. It's not just an opening day loss for Florida State to a conference team. It's an opening day loss where you got upset in conference and kind of got punched in the mouth. Georgia Tech was clearly the better team. If this were a boxing match, this would be a unanimous decision. It should have been a knockout, by the way, but it was certainly a unanimous decision. This is no split decision. You know, no, this is a unanimous winner by unanimous decision is exactly what would happen here. And that stings. Even though you could look at, if you didn't see the game, you saw 3 points, that kicked a field goal at the end. Oh, it must have been a hell of a game. It was kind of a good game, but does not understand that Georgia Tech was the better team. They were the, and not just for a period, for the entire game. That opening drive, Florida State goes right down the field, and everybody gets the 8 points, and everybody, oh no, this could be a, and then from that moment on, Georgia Tech, they strapped the helmet on, and they just, okay. Georgia Tech should have won the game by more than three. And I don't know what they did. I still don't know why they played prevent defense on that 115 play drive, but they did. I think if they had to do over again, they wouldn't have. Florida State would not have scored the tying touchdown. But, you know, that's what it is. 404-726-0929. Do have openings as well for Falcons fans to tell me on which side of the ball you think this team will be better. because I don't really know which side of the ball is going to be the dominant side of the ball. You always want to lean on something, right? You want to be able to, oh, okay, we can lean on our defense to keep us in games or maybe even have to win us a game. You can lean on our offense to keep us in games or win us a game. I don't know which side of the ball is going to be the better side of the ball this year. Maybe, and by the way, that could be a really good thing too, because if you have a top 10 offense and a top 10 defense, you got a really good team. And you may have a better than top 10 offense and a better than top 10 defense, which, again, would be a really good team. Like, again, why are you using words super and bowl right now? Because if you have a top 5 offense and, a top 5 defense, oh, man, you're in, dude. You are flying, okay? And all you got to do is stay healthy and get on the same page, and by the end of the year, you're going to be taking names. 404-726-0929. And that, by the way, that's not me being hyperbolic here. For all you swampers, that means I'm not going over the top. It's just a fact, okay? Because I don't know what's going to happen in New Orleans. I know that down in New Orleans, that Canal Street Chronicles, which is the big blog for the swampers, I know. They have a blog, yes. Apparently somebody down there knows how to type. I get it. I know you think I'm lying to you, but apparently they do. But anyway, they said 11-6, and I'm like, 11-6 what? No, they said 11-6 this year. They're going 11-6. Are they suddenly like in Conference USA that they're going 11-6? Did I miss? Yeah, are they like, Oregon and so, do they change leagues? Because not in the NFL, they're not going 11-6. Not in the NFC side. No. No. 404-726-0929. 6-11, maybe. Maybe they just got confused. Frank is with us. 404-726-0929. Hey, Frank.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
I wanted to talk a little bit about Georgia Tech. Great win for them. Of course, a lot of people didn't expect it, but I'm wondering, has Georgia Tech turned the corner, or are they still the same team from last year? If you remember last year, they actually beat some good teams. I think it'd be like North Carolina and Miami, but then turn around losing to teams that they had no business losing to. So my question is, what's going to happen this weekend? We look and say, oh, it's Georgia State. They should beat them. But, Georgia Tech had a nasty habit last year. If you look at the schedule last year, there was a couple of teams that were kind of around the Georgia State bracket that they lost to, that they had no business losing to. And to me, if they come out this weekend and blow the brakes off of Georgia State, then yes, I can believe Tech to be a contender. But if they lay an egg this weekend, then what happens? Now, if they lay an egg next weekend, then what happened, now we'll pretty much go by the wayside.
Well, I guess I'm repeating myself. I guess you just joined the program because I kind of went over this in the last segment. Did you miss that? I don't want to really repeat myself too much.
You don't have to. Yeah, I just hopped in the car.
No, Frank. I just don't want to repeat too much. I'd be surprised if they don't win that game by 24 to 30 points. I'd be shocked.
Right. And that's my whole point. They should, based on how they handle.
No. Not should. Will. They will. It's not
okay,
should.
Then.
It's will. Yeah. They have a gigantic advantage. It is, in playing a game already, I'll go over it. In playing a game, if they were even with Georgia State in terms of talent at the beginning of the year, the fact that they played a game, even if they had lost the game, would be worth a touchdown because they played a game. And they've got a lot of the timing down and the kinks down and things of that nature. That alone is a huge advantage. So that puts them up a touchdown. The fact that they happen to be better than Georgia State anyway, at least 10 to 14 points, puts them up by 3 touchdowns. The fact that they happen to be home makes it a 24-point game. And the fact that they beat Florida State on the road on national TV and they're coming in off this high, yeah, this is not going to be a game. It's just not. Georgia State would have to play out of its mind to keep it close.
Hey, we'll tune in and find out. I think Georgia State gave, I don't know if it was North Carolina or NC State, a scare last year.
Yeah,
in their stadium.
No, Right, I understand. If that was okay, I appreciate it. Thanks, Paul. That was last year, guys. They got a brand new coach. They lost a lot of players. Georgia State's kind of retooling their program. You know, there's a reason they were picked to finish last. You know, I want Georgia State to be good. My brother went to Georgia State. I got no dog in the hunt. I almost went to Georgia State. I almost did. I was at DeKalb College, and my brother was going. He was working at WRAS, and he was going to Georgia State. I went down there. I looked around campus. I thought about going to Georgia State, and then my cousin called and said he would pay for me to go to college. I ended up going up to back to Lincoln and going to school there. But I almost went to Georgia State. I got nothing against the Panthers. I hope you know, I've celebrated a lot of their success over the time. And matter of fact, they've had, you know, probably, you know, more success at Georgia Tech has over the last few years. Certainly, you know, they've had a really good program, and they've had some really nice wins. This year, the fact that they haven't played a game and Georgia Tech has, that alone, guys and gals, I cannot tell you, ask any coach what the biggest jump any program makes is between games one and games two, because your guys see everything that you're working on in practice. They see it. Now we get it. So Georgia Tech is going to come out there, and Georgia State's head is going to be swimming. And they're going to go, these guys just beat Florida State. Oh, gosh, we're down 7-0. Yeah. So, again, were Georgia Tech to lose this game, I would be – if they lose this game to a team where they're – Eric, can you look up what the line – the line's got to be nearly 30 points, I would think, right? I would think the line's got to be at least 27.5. I mean, this game should not be close. If Georgia Tech were to lose this game to Georgia State, then I would, as a Tech fan, I would go, okay, Florida State really sucks. That's what I would say.
All right. So, John, it yeah. opened at minus 18.5 since last night's win, is now at minus 22.
Yeah, it should go up again. That's
and as the money gets poured in, it'll change. It's currently sitting at Georgia State plus 22, Georgia Tech minus 22. So three touchdowns. Hey, three touchdowns.
Yes. So, yeah, no, look, hey, listen. I wish the best for the Panthers kind of moving forward here. It might be a bit of a long season for them. But, you know, hey, listen, have some high moments, and then, you know, Center Park Stadium can get rocking again. I, you know, just kind of where I'm at as far as their program is concerned. As for Georgia Tech, I think that 7-1 in their first eight games is doable. And then they get into the final four-game stretch, which includes Notre Dame, Miami, and Georgia, and we'll see what they can do. I think 8-9 wins is on the table. And 8-4, 9-3, I would consider to be a very good year for Georgia Tech. If somehow they just get blistering hot and they grow throughout the year and they suddenly are sitting at like 9-1 going into the final couple of games, we're talking about them making the ACC championship game. And if they can make the ACC championship game, there's going to be in the Power Four, okay, the Big Ten, the ACC, the Big 12, and the SEC, there is a presumption at the beginning of the year, okay? There's a presumption the SEC title game will be, pardon me, COVID, Georgia and Texas rematch, okay? There's a presumption that the Big Ten title game will be Ohio State and Oregon rematch. There is a presumption that the Big 12 championship game is going to be, well, I don't even know who's favorite out there anymore, Utah and I don't know who's second. Oh, I'll say Oklahoma State. I'll just pick a team because they're going to be up there. There is a presumption that the ACC title game was going to be a Florida State-Clemson rematch, right? That was the presumption. Well, the presumption in the ACC after one game is that may be out the window, okay? That's going to happen in the Big 12. It's going to happen in the Big 10. I'll guarantee you this much. The SEC title game will not be Georgia versus Texas. The Big 10 title game will not be Ohio State versus Oregon. The ACC title game will not be Florida State versus Clemson. And the Big 12 title game will not be Utah versus somebody. Okay? That actually may be true. I just have no idea who the somebody is. There's going to be one team or both in the Big Ten, the SEC, and the ACC of Florida State, Clemson, Georgia, and Texas, Ohio State, and Oregon. There's going to be one or both in each of those that are out, okay, that aren't going to be in the title game. And somebody else is going to be in because that's going to be the nature of the season. And we've seen it after one game. Florida State is teetering on being out already. That's how important that loss was to them. It wasn't just a loss. It was a conference loss. And so they're bordering on being out already. They lose one more game. They're in the conference. They're really teetering. They lose two more games in the conference, they're likely out. Oh, and by the way, they lose two more games in the conference unless they were to win as a 10-3 team, make it somehow as 9-3 team, and win as a 10-3 team, they're not in the playoffs at all. So their season's kind of hanging on a thread. This is why I wanted to talk to a Florida State fan to say, are you concerned about the season? Because apparently they are, because they're all over the Reddit. And what did I see this morning? Reddit, I saw, you know, X, I saw Facebook, and fire Mike Norvell. And I'm like, okay, you can fire Mike Norvell, but which is fine. I have no problem with that. Again, you're a Florida State person. I would have serious concerns that Mike Norvell. Now, we'll see, again, with this many transfers in, is Mike Norvell just kind of the modern-day version of Jimbo Fisher? Yeah, maybe, except Jimbo at least won a title, right? So, I don't know that this is going to work. What if I told you one of my big bold predictions is coming up here at the top of the hour of college football that I'm going to bounce off of? I'm going to bounce them off Eric, but you're welcome to jump in and tell me what you think of my big bold prediction. I've got one, two, and Florida State's involved in one of them. One, two, three, four, five, six. Like about half a dozen big bold predictions for this year. Let's see what Eric thinks, what you think, too. We'll do that as we continue live from the Northern Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.